Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 52nd happy anniversary, highlighted four shows in the season finales and finished series section, and one of them wrapped in the last few days. Dirt, an audio drama, a dramatized mystery sci-fi series from Studio 5705 and Fable and Folly, hosted the season 3 finale on August the 24th. You'll need about 12 and a half hours to get caught up on the 22 current episodes before the fourth season starts in May of next year. And listen to the end of this audio file to hear the announcement for Dirt.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is for Midst, narrated trippy sci-fi fantasy series from Third Person and now Critical Role. Midst was acquired by Critical Role in early 2023, and episodes have all been remastered, and additional assets are available at the show's website. Now, Midst is the kind of show I can listen to over and over again. It's very trippy, nearly impossible to categorize, and a serious departure from normal audio fiction. Listen to the trailer to get a taste of what I mean.
Hi, we're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall-breaking, reality-bending science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a weird, diabolical bastard, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.
Midst is re-releasing remastered episodes. The first season is up now. Take the 7 hours to listen to all 19 episodes. And also, season 2 is currently releasing. My next recommendation is The Book of Constellations, a narrated sci-fi series from W. Keith Timms and Alien Ghost Robot. Cozy. Cozy is a quick way I would summarize how I feel listening to this show. Now, that's a surprising feeling given the topic, for sure. Listen to this and see what you think. Here's the teaser episode.
I know you got questions about him. Where did he come from? How did he do all those things they say he did? Was he a terrorist? Was he crazy? Was his skin really blue? Well, I'll tell you what I know. I was there with him, driving through the back roads under the stars. I was witness to wonders and miracles, and to the darkness that's coursing through the veins of our country. He came to fight it in his own strange way, but no one leaves that fight unchanged. Not even Rael. People ought to know the truth, and I was there. The Book of Constellations is a down-to-earth sci-fi road trip launching in August. It's audio fiction written, produced, and performed by W. Keith Timms. And you can find episodes at bookofconstellations.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Book of Constellations has reached the finale of the first season. You'll need just over 8 hours to listen to all 16 episodes. Season 2 is in the planning stages.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 9 entries in the new season's coming soon section. And wait, 9? Goodness gracious. And 3 of them begin releasing episodes of their next seasons in just a few days. Hellgate City, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Kevin Barry and Screaming Panda, starts its second season today. You'll need 3.5 hours to listen to the 11 episodes of the first season. Murphy's Inc., a dramatized sci-fi time-traveling heist tale from Mark Helton and 97 to Now Productions, starts its second season tomorrow, September the 1st. Listen to all 6 episodes of the first season in less than 3 hours. Digital Folklore, a dramatized modern folklore series from Perry Carpenter and Mason Amadeus and Realm, starts its second season on the 4th of September. There are 10 episodes in season 1, giving you about 8 hours of enjoyment. And don't forget, the trailers for all of these shows will play along with the others right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 52nd issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers. Dirt, an audio drama.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris from Dirt, an audio drama. It's been a minute since the most recent chapter of Dirt was published. Since December of 2021, to be exact. But I'm happy to announce that the wait is almost over. Chapter 14, the first new episode for Season 3, will be available on December 15th. There will be 7 new episodes total in Season 3, releasing over the next couple of months. So now is a good time to check and make sure that you're following or subscribed to the show so you get alerts when new episodes are available. And just a quick note about the release schedule. For the previous 2 seasons, all new episodes were ready to go when the season started, which made it easy to release 1 new one each week. This time around, it's going to be a bit more random. It's just been a much busier year, with less time available for podcast production. But I'm hoping that no more than 3 to 4 weeks pass between new episodes. So, if you're not yet caught up on seasons 1 and 2, now is the time to binge, so you're ready to dive right in when chapter 14 hits. Or, if you are caught up to the end of chapter 13, amazing, and thank you. If you just need a quick plot refresher, we got you. Go to dirtaudiodrama.com/help-me-remember. That's all one word, help me remember, for summaries of major plot points in seasons 1 and 2. The link is also in this show's episode notes. You'll need a password to access the page, because spoilers. So, when prompted for it, type the word coins. That's C-O-I-N-S, all lowercase. And one more thing, Dirt now has a Discord channel. Good friend of the podcast, W. Keith Timms, has kindly created space for Dirt on his Alien Ghost Robot server, which is already home to vibrant conversation spaces for The Book of Constellations, the first episode of The Love Talker, and Delivery. All great shows that you should check out, by the way. You can go to Dirt's Discord channel by clicking or tapping on the link in the show notes. The channel is a great space to discuss the plot, ask questions, trade theories, share artwork, or just hang with the active community of audio drama producers and fans who are already gathered there for the other shows I mentioned. Lastly, if you love Dirt, please consider rating it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ratings go a long way towards helping the podcast grow. Plus, it feels really good to see people loving the show. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you to everyone who has listened to and supported the show. And I hope you enjoy Chapter 14 and all of Season 3.
Dirt, an audio drama, a dramatized mystery sci-fi series from Studio 5705 and Fable and Folly, has reached the finale of the third season, Hellgate City.
Howdy, Hell Hacker. Kirby here to announce a new program coming your way. But first, a bit of local news. Dust off your Kraken Plague respirator and mask up when you head out today. The air of Hellgate City is nearly opaque with purple haze. That's purple. It's like purple, but tastes grapey. Don't be fooled, grapeheads. Purple haze has pummeled the air quality index to a hazardous 499. So look out for increased murk drifting south from fires consuming the largest grape flavor producing plant, most Canadian forests, and several sick burns of Strayhorn, my best friend from third grade. He probably deserves a break after being continually roasted for encouraging his brother's pet ferret to bite my calf years ago. Hit me up if you're listening, Stray. And now, our announcement. Companion is a new show winding up to blast directly into your brain link this summer. Seeing as it's top secret, I can only say this. It involves at least three things. A person from Hellgate City entering the underworld, a mind-boggling customer service experience, and a Honduran bat. That's the skinny, Amsterdenizini. Oh, and Companion hits different if you're done with season one, so finish listening to our award-winning first season if you haven't, and get ready for a wild ride. CMP, Companion, is coming soon to our feed. Till next time, may the sticky proboscis of a humongous flame gorgon dispatch your town's crooked game warden. Bevins, wowie zowie maui, owie out.
Hellgate City, a dramatized sci-fi comedy from Kevin Barry and Screaming Panda, soon starts its second season, like today soon. Murphy's Inc.
When you subscribe to Murphy's Inc., this is what you'll get.
We're back! Oh my god, we're back! Wait, what the hell happened with the machine?
When the things you seek have been lost to time, look no further. We can go get them. We're Murphy's Inc.
The future of this company hinges on the completion of this task. Think of its well-being as proportional to my own, and yours as well. Are we clear?
We still need a few slabs of Greek marble from the 3rd century, samples of some extinct Prussian flora.
Add in the excitement of possibly messing up the timeline? Well, we are playing a dangerous game.
The course of history could be permanently altered.
Do you have a death wish?
Murder.
We had to adapt. We had to change our plan.
Come on, you Vesslinger!
What did you do to me?
There we go. Doing what we do best. Stepping through time is like taking a stroll down the block.
Murphy's Inc., an audio adventure now on your favorite podcasting platform.
Murphy's Inc., a dramatized sci-fi time-traveling heist story from Mark Helton and 97 to Now Productions, soon starts its second season. Soon like tomorrow. Digital Folklore.
Coming soon to RSS.
I'm telling you, we are in the wrong timeline. None of this is right. This isn't real.
I want to quickly describe what the Mandela Effect is. Kazam is a real movie. Shazam is not. But a lot of people do remember seeing a movie with Sinbad. But it doesn't exist. We are all occupying slightly different universes.
Pack your bags and jump in the Volkswagen. The crew of Digital Folklore returns for a new season.
I just Googled it.
How?
With my brain?
I'm sorry.
What?
What? All of it. It's all AI generated.
That's spooky.
Yeah, AI is kind of spooky in general.
AI really is divining the syntax of our folk belief in a lot of ways that we may be wholly unconscious of.
New insights, new interviews, new topics.
I guess the name because it's like the fake grass that's in a football stadium, AstroTurf.
Wait, hold on. That grass is fake?
Always has been. No, it hasn't.
Misinformation and disinformation are a little bit too close. One of them is just information that is wrong, and the other one is information that is deliberately wrong.
From misinformation to the cultural significance of memes and beyond.
Two words. Meme warfare.
Meme warfare?
Meme warfare.
Where did you get that?
Dive into the nuance of specific online platforms.
Gontrov is a movie by Martin Scorsese. It's the greatest mob movie ever made, and it doesn't exist.
It's haunted by the specter of memory of a different time.
And follow along as a new legend emerges.
What the? Mark lives here?
That's what the GPS says.
No, there's no way. I think I would have noticed a straight-up wizard tower behind the Kroger.
That is what I've been saying. Memory can't be trusted.
Digital Folklore, Season 2.
Man, have I got a story for you.
Coming soon to RSS and podcast players worldwide.
What'd you think?
Pretty good, little guy. I mean, it's a bit cheesy, but yeah.
Cheesy? Coming from you?
What?
From you?
Okay, hey, Digby.
Oh, I'd like to see you try to make a good trailer in Windows Movie Maker. Oh, I mean, seriously, man.
Digital Folklore, a dramatized modern folklore series from Perry Carpenter, Mason Amadeus, and Realm, soon starts its second season. That's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!